Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's do this. Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Eric, how you doing today, man?
Oh, finer than frog here. If I was doing any better, there'd be two of me.
There you go. I don't know if you've been listening at all. So here's the thing. On one hand, we had heard some commentary this morning from Mike Greenberg of ESPN, who talks about Aaron Rodgers and the numbers and the fact that he's been a very average quarterback in many analytics, 31st when it comes to throwing into tight windows, while his offensive line has been terrific, his wide receivers are getting separation, but what he hasn't been able to do is consistently move the football as they punt 43% of the time, which is 27th, which is less than what the Cincinnati Bengals do. On the other hand, they talk about the weapons and the ability to have different guys around him to make things happen for him. So where do you fall? Is the truth lying somewhere in between here?
Yes. I think physically, just if we're looking at just straight-up arm talent, I don't think there's anyone in the league better. And when I say that, I'm talking about throwing from different angles, arm angles, throwing, falling down, being able to be accurate. His arm talent, I think, is the best. I think mental preparation and understanding of all that is probably he's in the top five, probably maybe the best. Decision-making, middle of the pack. You look, there's too much – I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but there's too much I in what's happening, man. And here's going to be the data that I'm going to use to back my theory up. Those four games when Davante Adams was not there, we had a perfect game. We had the offense was clicking because there wasn't a guy that he was looking to throw to. He was running the offense. Yeah, Davante Adams comes back. Now he's sucking up 10 targets a game. And having, you know, when you're averaging 4 yards, 5 yards a pass, and you're throwing to him 10 times, not so sure that might be the best thing. But it goes down to, hey, I trust this guy. I'm going to throw it to this guy instead of just running the offense. What I think is we can rope him down and say, listen, for this team to make it to the Super Bowl, if you play like you played and ran the offense like you did in those 4 weeks when Davante Adams was not there, you're a Super Bowl caliber football team and you're an MVP type player. When you cowboy it and you pass up short yardages and you throw and you hang onto the ball and take sacks and throw the ball away when there are guys open, that's when the things that we have reared its head the last couple of weeks. So, you know, if you look at the data set from that particular time frame when Davante Adams wasn't there compared to when Davante Adams returned, it's night and day. And it's not that he's a bad quarterback. He's a tremendous quarterback. He's got all of the talent. He's 35, 36. He can still run. He's got all the arm talent. He's a smart guy. He's got decision-making ability that very few people, he's up there with Tom Brady and Brees, and that's where he's at. He needs to run the offense. Run the offense the way there's guys open, take the time, get the checkdowns. The deep ones will happen if he hands the ball off and takes some of those checkdowns. But when you hold on to it, looking for something breaking all the time, looking for the big strikes continually, this is what you get. And you have people criticizing you. So I wish I could just sit down with a guy with a cup of coffee or a bourbon and say, hey, man, run the offense. And I think it would be amazing. But, you know, that's been his MO the last couple of years, and it needs a return.
I want to ask you about what the difference will be in this ball game. Some seem to think it's just confuse Mitch Trubisky, force him into some of his errors, let the defense do what they do, and the more times you give the ball back to Aaron Rodgers, they will just simply outscore what the Bears have to offer. Is it that simple, or is there something else that is going to have to – see, to me, I think you have to have not a terrific, like, over-the-top performance offensively, but I think you have to show signs of consistently of what you did early on in that Washington game, where you were able to score and score again, and then all of a sudden things went away, where things don't go away in this Bears game.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the difference. The first 15 plays of the football game against Washington and every other team, and when the Packers have been looking good at the beginning, because there's the 15 scripted plays, and now they get away from their 15 scripted plays and just a little bit more thought, all that kind of stuff. If they can just simply run the offense, they will be just fine. They will score plenty of points, enough points to put the Bears away handily. But it's going to come down to being able to running the offense. That particular offense is designed to handle hardcore pass rushers off the edge. They can run the ball with those type of defensive players. So you're looking at Khalil Mack and that other guy on the other side. Can't remember his name right now, but you can make that offense work really well and tire out that defensive line so that in the later parts of the game, you can be successful. But it's going to boil down to the fact of being able to run the play call or the passing part of the offense. And if they do that, it's not a team in the NFL that can stop them.
Eric, it's always good to chat. I know we got a lot of guests down here lined up. I know you're busy as well, but we hope to talk again real soon. We'll chat again on Monday for sure. If you're over by the hinterland after the game on Sunday, feel free to come by, okay?
I probably will. All right. I appreciate it.
Look forward to seeing you there then. That's our buddy Eric Baranchik of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.